or Eid. Apologies, we're breaking into that report to take you live to Kabul Airport, where the first international commercial flight since the end of evacuations has landed. The Qatar Airways plane arrived with aid and will depart with passengers. Speaking right now is Qatar Special Representative Mukhlak Al-Qahtani alongside a Taliban spokesman. They're holding a news conference. Let's listen into what they're saying.
It will be an international flight coming from Doha to Kabul, and it is a commercial flight or charter flight, whatever you want to call it. The bottom line, it's going to have passengers, foreigners and local traveling from Kabul to Doha and from Doha to the respective destinations.
Kabul Airport is fully up and running. Our first concern is the safety of air navigation. However, I can clearly say this is a historic day in the history of Afghanistan, as the Kabul airport is now operational. There is no doubt we have been faced with huge challenges. However, by virtue of the expertise of the Qatari professionals and the assistance provided to us by the Afghanis, we can say that the airport is fit for navigation now. I have my colleague, engineer Mohammed Al-Naimi, and one of the air aviation experts. They can brief you on the technical side of this process. In the name of Almighty, the Merciful, I was assigned by the Civil Aviation Authority to come to the Kabul to assist the navigation equipment, including radar and other communication and auto landing devices. Together with my team, we started immediately to assess the technical aspects of the airport. We were faced with some technical challenges, but we managed to fix the radar, and some of the auto landing devices were not operational. Now they are all fully operational. After that, we attended to the communication devices. Now they are fully operational. What are the remaining technical issues unresolved? Nothing much I can say. Can we say it's fully 100% operational? I can say it is operational 90%. There are very minor technical issues that should be ironed out. However, generally speaking, we can say that all the technical equipment is operational. As to the destination, our colleague Mohammed will brief you on that. Once we arrived at Kabul Airport, we started assessing the situation on the ground. Our plan was to make the control tower fully operational in order to be able to manage the domestic flights. And this is what we achieved within 24 hours. The domestic flights were up and running within 24 hours from our arrival. After that, we attended to the technical issues, including the radar and other reception devices, which are fully 100% operational as we speak. Now we can say that the navigation system in its entirety is operational. Now the planes are able to take off and land at the facility.
I have one for Mr. Mujahid. Okay. Mr. Mujahid, can you tell us who will be on these? Mr. Mujahid, sorry, sir.
We thank you from the brotherly country of Qatar for their assistance, and this assistance is for the people of Afghanistan, and these are humanitarian assistance such as foods. And before this, other countries have helped, like the UAE, and some other countries have delivered their assistance, and the Qatar as well. The technical team of the Qatari brothers are very working here on this airport, and we are very pleased with them that hopefully the airport should be active.
And we are very thankful to our Qatari brothers. Without them, the Kabul airport wouldn't have become operational once again. We also extend all thanks and appreciation to the state of Qatar for delivering humanitarian aid, including medical supplies. We also have our Afghan experts and professionals who are of great help.
We assure that in very near future that the system is still operating and the airport will be ready for all sort of flights, including commercial flights. And we the technical issues that we have, the Qatari technicians has assured us, and we express our gratitude from.
That Kabul airport will be fully operational. All the technical issues will be ironed out soon. Our Qatari brothers have confirmed that all the technical issues will be operational and fit for
international navigation. And we just received a report that this morning that the Qatar has brought like a few tons of food, and the plane is just behind me, and there is other food items, and we thank them, and we also call on other Islamic countries to continue their humanitarian aid to Afghanistan.
And 50 tons of relief aid was provided from the state of Qatar. The aircraft behind us is carrying 50 tons of relief aid, including food and medical supplies from the state of Qatar. And we seize this opportunity to call on all Arab, Muslim, and world countries to lend a helping hand to the Afghani people and to start delivering humanitarian aid.
200 Americans and foreign nationals may be on the plane. Can you confirm whether or not they will be departing and whether that is true? There are also conversations from U.S. officials saying that you are not helping with evacuations. Can you say if, in fact, you are working, if, in fact, you are working with the U.S. to continue evacuations? Okay. Mr. Qahtani, can you answer that, please?
Well, I think this is we're not speaking about evacuation. We're speaking about the free passage, and this is not evacuation anymore. I think we want people to feel that this is normal. So I think this is today we see a free passage, a free movement of passengers, foreigners, and locals, and with valid passport, valid documentations, and this, I think this is what we should be talking about. Yes, there are some Americans, there are some Westerns, and I think we should be happy to see something like this is happening in Kabul today.
But is this a charter, sir? Is this a charter flight for these Americans and Westerners?
As far as I know, there are tickets, and I see everyone has boarding passes. And I don't know what you call it, was it commercial or charter, but everyone has a boarding pass with valid passport and documentations.
And how many are there, sir?
Well, I don't have the figures, but it's quite a significant number. And those who are available and want to travel, I think they have their boarding passes, they have their passports, and I think they are boarding today in Qatar Airways. So I think there is another flight tomorrow with more passengers, and this is what we want to see every day, I hope.
What is the message for the international community?
Well, the message is, as maybe His Excellency, the sport person, would say, but I think the message is that hopefully life is becoming normal in Kabul.
Our message is to the world is to continue their assistance, and the airport is ready and active, and please continue their support by air and road. And this country has just come out of war, and the airport is active. People are living in peace, but they are poor, and they require assistance.
دغه خلک بس تکلورم د
ایئرپورټ دی چې د پاره کفایت کوي.
For the airport at the time being, this is enough, but we are trying to other air forces and other sort of air flights should start, and we're trying to utilize the Afghan teams and to.
Mr. Mujahid, the foreign ministry put out a press release earlier about potential violations of the Doha agreement by the Americans, that they are considering the Haqqanis a legitimate target. What is your response to that?
That's a different question. Today we are here to inaugurate the airport and to thank. Inshallah, very close, the flights started and an airport has landed, and there should be a program. The airport is ready. This part that we are standing here at the moment, the technical team from the brotherly country of Qatar is working on this time, and another part, there is another team from the Emirates, they are also working, we are working together.
Well, I don't know what you mean by normal and unnormal, but I think we have the first airline now landing in Kabul Airport. We are facilitating the travel of those people. I see the local authority here in the airport are very cooperative. I see people are excited and having a big hope. Tomorrow there will be another flight similar to this, carrying also humanitarian assistance. And also I hope more flights will be coming and life becoming more normal. The bottom line is we want to have a gradual reopening of the airport, which I think is quite important, and let's hope for the best.
Can I just ask, is there a radar? Is it visual only? Or, I mean, technically, how ready is the airport to take international flights?
I think I would like to call in on my colleague to speak to answer you in English about the radar, because I think this is more important than that.
Yes.
How ready is the airport to take it?
Yes, if you are talking about the radar is active and it's operating. And we have the technical people, they know, and they call it the primary and the secondary. So we have the radar on, and it's covering around 70 miles. Still, we are trying to fix the area control for the whole airspace. But now we are coordination between Kabul and Pakistan. So now we have all the international flights are coming through Pakistan, which are the two airspace are overlapping with each other.
The airspace between Kabul and
Pakistan, exactly.
Pakistan.
Yes.
So fly into Pakistan and then here?
The safest for the meantime, and hopefully in the future, the whole airspace will be back to normal.
Okay.
Thank you so much. All right, if you've just joined us on Al Jazeera, we've been watching a live event there from Kabul Airport, where Qatari and Taliban officials have been speaking from the tarmac of Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul, announcing that the airport is once again operational and fit for navigation. Qatari technical teams led the reparations. They fixed the airport there after it was badly damaged during the evacuations that followed the Taliban takeover of Kabul. Qatari and Turkish technical teams, in fact, were involved in the reconstruction of the airport. They said that communications, landing devices, as well as the radar at Kabul Airport is now fully operational. There was a Qatar Airways flight which landed at Kabul Airport earlier today. It arrived with aid and will depart with passengers, we understand. Charlotte Bellis is at the airport for us, joins us now live. Charlotte, we're still watching these live pictures of the Qatari envoy, the special representative Mutlaq Al-Qahtani, discussing there with Taliban officials. Talk us through what we've heard about Kabul Airport becoming operational. Is it 100% fully operational?
It's not 100% at the moment. We've just been actually up in the air traffic control tower before Mutlaka Qatani and Zabihullah Mujahid arrived. They said that they're nearly there, but at the moment, things like they have to operate these international flights during the day. But it is significant because this is the first international commercial flight to land, and it will take off with passengers. It means the international terminal is operational. And as you heard from Mutlaka Qatani there, he was saying that, as he understands it, that they have tickets, boarding passes, that this is, for all intents and purposes, a normal international flight as we know it, and it involves Americans as well as other foreign nationals who have passports and visas and are able to leave.
And also the question of aid finally coming through that airport now. We heard the Taliban official thanking Qatar for 50 tons of relief aid that was provided.
There have been a number of military flights coming and going with aid, and this plane that has arrived here, this Boeing 777, also had aid on it from the Qatari Red Cross. But it's incredibly important to have that air bridge. Talking to the UN in recent weeks, they said we're down to our final days of supplies in terms of health supplies and other necessary things that the UN needed. So it was important to get this open as an air bridge, and now we're seeing more and more flights coming and going, and not just from Qatar, but from other nations also contributing to the relief effort.
I heard you, Charlotte, ask the Taliban spokesman there about their reaction to the U.S. saying that some members of their caretaker cabinet were still viewed as possible targets in the U.S. war, so-called war on terror. And they didn't seem to want to answer that question.
No, they did. Well, he said, I want to keep it focused on the airport for now. I mean, their foreign ministry put out this statement earlier this morning. I had heard some conversation last night after a unnamed Pentagon official had spoken to media saying, we consider the Haqqanis still legitimate targets and they remain on our blacklist. And then this statement has followed saying that they find it provocative, the Taliban find it provocative, and they condemn it, and they expect that the Haqqanis, as well as others who are on U.S. blacklist, U.N. sanctions, that type of thing, that they should be removed, as it is part of the Doha agreement that was signed last year. So they are demanding that they are removed. But certainly this is the first time we have heard, and at least the Taliban have taken seriously, that they believe that some of their top leaders are still legitimate targets in the U.S. eyes. So they're upset about that. They say, we've said many times that we want a positive relationship with the U.S. and we don't understand why they would say that.
Right.
That's where the statement is coming from.
The relations with the U.S., of course, still a big question mark over that. Let's come back to the passengers who will be leaving from the airport. Mm-hmm. Do we have any more indication as to who they might be? I know you asked whether this was going to be more evacuations, and they were very keen to say that the evacuation stage had ended now. Are we aware of who might be leaving, and whether there are Americans among those passengers?
Yes, we have asked about the flight manifest, about who exactly is on this plane. They've been rather vague, but did say, yes, Americans and other foreign nationals will be on this Qatar Boeing 777 that is departing in a couple of hours. And they said another flight will also depart tomorrow. But there is a distinction in that evacuations involves people with passports and visas that are allowed to leave, and it's less humanitarian-focused and more it's commercial. If you have a passport and you have the correct documentation and you can afford a ticket, you can get on the plane. So they're trying to transition into that, saying it's now open passage, but for those who can afford it and have the correct documentation. Just to add to that, for interpreters, their complaint has been that, yes, if commercial flights reopen, that's great, but we don't have proper travel documents. We have case numbers. And that is the distinction, because there is no consular service here from the Americans at the moment. They have left. So there's no way for these interpreters to get their proper travel documents, passports and visas, that would allow them to get on these commercial flights. And that's where there's a little bit of a disconnect now. It's unclear how the Americans plan to get them travel documents that would enable them to get on these commercial flights that are now beginning.
Charlotte, thank you very much for the moment. Charlotte Bellis, live for us there. at Kabul airport, where again Qatari and Taliban officials have announced today that the operation, the airport is now operational after the communications radar and landing systems at the airport were repaired. Let's listen to what the Qatari representative had to say a short while ago.
We're not speaking about the evacuation. We're speaking about the free passage. And this is not the evacuation anymore. I think we want people to feel that this is normal. So I think this is today we see a free passage, a free movement of passengers, foreigners and locals, and with valid passport, valid documentations. And this, I think this is what we should be talking about. Yes, there are some Americans, there are some Westerns, and I think we should be happy to see something like this.
Well, as Kabul airport becomes operational once again, Qatar's foreign minister has been meeting with his Iranian counterpart in Tehran to discuss the situation in Afghanistan after the Taliban announced its government on Tuesday. Iran has called on the Taliban to hold elections and focus on rebuilding the economy. Later, Qatar's foreign minister will travel to Islamabad to meet with Pakistani officials.